Listen to this segment because it will help you maximize your dating life. It's another great and free segment courtesy of the Doc Love Club at DocLoveClub.com. This is from July 14th, 2021.
Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
How do you maximize your dating life? The coffee date is powerful. It allows you to quickly assess her interest level without spending hours of time and a bunch of money. Doc gives you a clinic on the coffee date here. Find out what he meant in this free segment from the July 14th, 2021 Doc Love Show. And by the way, if you want even more audio, we have a free weekly podcast called the Dating Women Podcast. Every single Saturday, it's updated at DocLove.com, so check it out. You can also check it out on your favorite podcasting service. But first, let's find out about the coffee date.
Alan, 39 years young, from Cardiff, California. Alan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Hi, Jeff. Hi, Doc. My question is, I just recently went out on a coffee date with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept it very light and funny, and it seemed to be going well. She was even mentioning about wanting to see me for a second date.
What were her exact words?
She said to me, "Have you ever gone to this? There's a place apparently called Harry's." She goes, "Have you ever gone to Harry's?" And I said, "No, I haven't." She goes, "How long have you lived in California?" And I made a joke.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Oh, well, why don't we go there like next time?"
Is that what we want? Is this what we want? This is called a strong buying signal. You're on the date. Now, you haven't met her before this, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So how long? Okay, she walks
this
in.
This is from the internet. This is an internet date.
Okay, and when you... Okay, what time are you supposed to meet her there?
I was supposed to meet her there at 6:30. She called about 6:15, 6:20 and said she was running late, but that she was going to be there as soon as she could. And so she got there, I think, like maybe 5 or 10 minutes late.
Ah, but she called. Okay, good.
She did call.
Okay, at least she was considerate enough to call.
Right.
Okay, so we have a little consideration. Maybe she's not organized, but at least she's considerate. Okay. And then how long after you met did she make that statement?
That was probably about
30 minutes?
Yeah, about 30, 35 minutes into the date.
Good. Okay, fantastic. So far.
Yeah, so here's my question, though, and I don't know if... This is why I want to get your reading on it. So what happens is that, so I joke with her and keep it light and funny for a while. Then at the end of the date, about the 40, 45-minute mark, she mentions that she's feeling tired because it's just been a really rough day for her.
That's not good.
Yeah, I didn't think that was good.
And what do I tell you guys on these coffee dates? So you're doing it right, 30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah, and I looked at time, and that was, I know this was about that. So, yeah. But she was feeling really tired and hadn't had dinner yet. So I said, "Why don't we go?" "Why don't we just end the day now anyways?" So I walk her back to her car, and since she had made that, as soon as I heard her make that statement, that kind of raised a red flag in me. So I'm thinking, so I went in for a kiss.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, as soon as I shouldn't or shouldn't have?
No. It's a big no.
Okay.
Let me tell you why. You didn't meet her at a party and talk for an hour and
okay.
a half. Then you went on your first big date. See, what I want all you guys to do is take the small dates because she's a complete stranger.
Okay.
You shouldn't have gone for the kiss. But what happened? Did she kiss you back?
No, what happened is we shook hands, and then when I went in for the kiss, she turned her cheek to me.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, okay.
You should have done that.
Okay.
But the good part is this. She knows she's going to kiss you at the end of the next date.
So do you think that there's still a possibility of a second?
Oh, yeah. You got to wait 5 to 9 days.
Okay.
And give her a call, ask her out, take her to Harry's.
Okay.
That's the thing. And when you ask her out, don't ask her out for the next night.
Right.
All these guys are doing that. I asked her out for, I called her on Monday and asked her out for Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
Call her on Monday and ask her for Thursday, or call her on Thursday and ask her for Tuesday. Spread
right.
it out.
Yeah, so far it's been so far it's been 3 days, so I'm going to wait at least another few days before I even call her again.
Yeah, call her, it's been 3 days as of today?
Right, I saw her on Thursday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Call her Tuesday.
Okay.
Call her Tuesday. Or, if you want, You could call her Tuesday for Sunday, and take her to Harry's for lunch in the afternoon, like 1 o'clock.
Okay.
That's what you want to do.
Okay.
Go from there, and then go for the kiss again.
Now, and then see how she reacts.
At the end, but you got to pick her up at the house now.
Okay.
You want to get your address. You call her up. She says, "Yeah, we'll go to Harry's."
What if she says to me, "Oh, I still am not quite comfortable. Or why don't we just meet there?"
I say, "I go along with it, as long as she gives you the time." Okay. Go ahead and go for it.
Okay.
But the thing is this: if she had 95% interest level, she'd give you her address.
Okay.
See,
right.
but we haven't got her in the 95s yet.
Right.
That's the thing. So that's okay. You're a complete stranger, and she wants to go slowly. As long as we're making progress, that's the thing. So we're going to kiss her at the end of the other date. Walk her to the car and go for it again.
Okay.
And if she doesn't kiss you at the end of that date, I would throw the number away.
Right.
Okay, Alan, anything else?
So I just want to confirm. So usually on a coffee date, it's never a good idea.
No, don't kiss on the coffee date. It's too aggressive. No,
okay.
No. You're pushing.
Okay.
And remember, now you had your coffee date, which is fine. You don't go for the kiss.
Okay.
And then on the first date, if she's not all over you, you
right.
go for the kiss.
Okay.
But if she's all over you, you do not go for the kiss.
Right,
but
then you withdraw,
on
right.
the second date, we always go for the kiss.
Okay.
Whether she's in love with you or never wants to see you again.
Okay.
Okay, we're trying to build this pattern here.
Great.
Okay, buddy, good luck
with
it.
Thank you very much, Doc.
You got her, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Let us move on to Florida. And from Florida, we have John, 38 years young. John, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for taking the time to call us today.
I notice you're a big proponent of coffee dates, and so am I. Now, coffee dates, like you say, you keep them like 30 to 45 minutes,
right.
which is kind of a short period of time.
Right.
Really,
the Starbucks date is a short date.
Yeah.
And the reason you're doing this is this. Now, if you went to a wedding, let's say, and you end up spending 45 minutes with a girl at the wedding. And you guys danced. You guys danced 5 or 6 times. You were laughing. She was pushing your arm. You didn't kiss her or anything, but you had a great time. And then you got the home phone number. You might say, you know what? I'm not going to go for the Starbucks date. I'm going to go for the first date because I really got a lot of buying signals, and it couldn't have been any better.
Mm.
Okay? But when you just meet a girl maybe for 5 minutes, she gives you the number, and it's, well, okay, here's my number. You're not getting a lot of, as George Costanza would say, hand. He said, you got to have hand.
Right.
Or as a road warrior would say, you got to have juice, the precious juice, what I
right.
call the juice, interest level. So then you go to your Starbucks date. But anytime you work the internet where you're meeting a complete stranger, you want to knock these things out, and I have a student up in Calabasas, Brian, and he does one at 6, he does one at 7, and he does one at 8.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea. Now,
my question is regarding these short coffee dates. Do you have any suggestions for like probing questions to kind of pick somebody's brain while you're in this short period of time? Because it's hard to get to know somebody in that short period of time.
Yeah, one of the questions is. Tell me what you like about yourself,
uh-huh.
and
right.
say, listen, what kind of hobbies do you have? What kind of vacations do you like to take? If somebody just handed you $1 million tax free, what would you do with your life? And then ask her questions on what she brings up.
Okay.
Now, if it goes flat, it's because the girl doesn't have any personality. Most of the time, what it really is that she's not interested.
Okay.
So you're pulling, it's like pulling, as my grandfather would say when we lived on the ranch, it's like pulling hen's teeth. You know, you're trying this and this and this. You just can't get this thing going. You can't get it going because she's not helping you.
Well,
she's not helping you because she has zero interest level.
You need open-ended questions.
Yeah, open-ended questions, exactly.
Good.
And then ask her questions on her answers.
Right.
You know, she says, well, you know, last year I went to Paris. And I said, what for? She says, well, I'm an artist. I said, what kind of stuff do you do? I mean, do you paint buildings or animals or people? You like to go down and paint a river? And she says, well, the reason I like to do it is because it relaxes me. And I said, oh, really? I said, do you have a stressed-out job? She says, well, I work for a medical supply firm, and I'm in charge of all the paperwork. And bop, 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 bop. Well, how long you work there? How long do you get along with your boss? I said, let's just say for the heck of it that you got promoted. What would you do different in that business? This is all small talk. Right. We're trying to stroke the flame here. We're trying to get something going.
Right.
And then when she feels comfortable, starts opening up, hopefully it's due to the fact she's comfortable and she likes you a little bit, and this will flow easier. But if you spend 30 to 45 minutes, you just can't get it off the ground. It reminds me of these old airplanes they used to use on the farmlands. You know, they'd go up and go pop, 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 and they'd sputter, and they'd go down a little bit, and then they'd go up, and you just can't seem to clear the trees or the electrical lines, and that's what it's like. But don't you feel bad in the fact that, what am I doing wrong, or I'm not asking enough questions? Hey, once you throw those four or five questions out there, if that's not enough to do it, you've gone above and beyond the call of duty.
Right.
So don't take it personally. Odds are, she just doesn't care for you, which is fine.
Yeah.
Now, what I do is this. When I know I'm dead in the water, I'm there 18 minutes with this girl. I've tried every joke in the book.
Right.
None of them work. I've tried every question. I'm not getting anywhere with this girl. Mm-hmm. What I do is, as I said, can I ask you a question about your past relationships? And she says, sure. I says, well, tell me about your last boyfriend. Oh, John, I met him about 3 years ago. I said, when you first saw him, what did you think when you first saw him? Well, he was kind of average looking. I said, well, what happened when you start talking to him? I don't know. His face changed, and I got a good vibe off the guy. We went out about a year and a half. I said, well, why'd you get rid of him? And she says, oh, no, he got rid of me. I said, wait a minute, he got rid of you? Why did he get rid of you? Well, he said that I didn't do this and this and this. So in other words, you play me. You go into Dr. Love's shoes, and now you try to reinforce the system. So what I give her what's called the hard interview. Since we're going nowhere romantically over her, why not let's do an interview and talk about the system indirectly.
Very good.
That's what you do.
We've got more coming up, including what do you do if you see the woman you're dating. Now, you're not in a relationship yet, but you're dating her, and she's out with another guy. Well, you'll find out how to handle this awkward situation next. But did you know that you are getting a lot with these free segments, but you are not getting everything? In fact, you need the system, also known as the Dating Dictionary, to really amp up your dating results. Check it out at doclove.com/system. You'll see the You Changed My Life letters there, and these are unsolicited. doclove.com/system. We have the book in an audio form, also a downloadable PDF, or if you prefer a book in your hands, we have that too. All right, let's find out about what you do if you see her out with another guy.
One more question.
Sure.
I'm dating about three chicks now. Now, I know this is going to come up. I'm trying to prepare myself for it.
Sure.
Some of these girls are good looking. I know they're dating other guys.
Sure, that's all right.
What if I see them out with another guy? Should I walk up and say hello?
No, no, no. Just smile. Just, if she happens to see you, smile and keep walking.
Nothing.
Yeah. Remember, always show manners in class.
Okay.
That's the thing. But
never
no, you don't want to walk up to him.
No?
No. No, she's with another guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, let her walk up to you and say, hey, John, I want you to come over and meet Jerry. He's my brother. He's in from town from Denver.
Right.
And you go, wow. I made it. Let her feel embarrassed. Do not get embarrassed. You know, there's another situation where a guy at work asks the girl for the home phone number. And every 2 days he's running into her. And so I get a lot of emails on this. Well, what do I say? What do I do? I said, pretend you never got the number. Pretend you never asked her out. You never showed any interest in her. That's what you do. And then when you call 5 to 9 days later, she's going to be thinking, look at this guy. This guy is really cool. He asked me for the number, pretends like he doesn't see me at work, and now he's calling me up to ask me out. This guy is really interesting. This guy's different. I like his style.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea.
Now, okay, so you don't say anything when you meet her. Do you ever say anything in conversation in the future about it?
No. Let her bring it up.
Never.
Never. Never. Uh-uh.
All right.
Odds are it's going to be a negative.
Right.
And what if it's the last date with a boyfriend she's getting rid of, and she's going to replace him with you?
Right.
You don't know what's going on out there. So all you have to do is control yourself. You cannot control the environment or her, but you can control your mouth. So before you open your mouth, you got to say, is this going to help my cause?
Mm-hmm.
Why bringing up talking to her about seeing her with another guy? How's that going to make me feel good?
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Yeah.
And hopefully she'll bring it up and say, like I said, it's her brother or cousin or, you know, just a buddy from work who means nothing. I want her to say it.
Yeah, very good. Well, thanks very much. I enjoyed your material and your book.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a good day.
You got her.
Can a woman like you too much? Well, that's from the show on July 14th, 2021. That show went for about an hour. So you should join the Doc Love Club at DocLoveClub.com to get that content and more. You know, there's hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles. You combine the Doc Love Club with the system and women will never look at you the same again. And if you're not quite ready to join, then get a free sample week at the Doc Love Club. Again, DocLoveClub.com. Thanks for being here. See you next week.